Jeff, how you holding up in there, bud? Just calling to check in on you.
Ain't shit, boy. Man, I'm fucked up about this motherfucker, man. I'm trying to get out.
Did you get the phone? You got the phone I sent you, right?
Yeah, I got the phone, but goddamn, you know, I ain't got nothing but this little mirror. Mirror shit, you know what I'm saying? The guards, they watching all this podcast or something. I don't know. Like,
I sent you that. I sent you a gift card to get podcasts. Have you used it?
Yeah, but all I'm getting is like, it's like victory light, something like, I don't know. It's like light-skinned guy from, what's that? What that Showtime shit?
Bodega thing? The Bodega guys?
Yeah, Bodega. The Deli Boys. Bodega Boys. Something like that.
Yeah.
Man, that boy, I don't know, they be outside, man. I hear outside the city cracking up out there, man. I just don't get it. I don't get it, Sean. I don't get it. Like, that boy, I think his name, Miro, something like that.
Something like that.
Man, that boy ain't been funny since goddamn him and old boy broke up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he goddamn created you, man.
He did.
I mean, well, God created him, but dark skin, but it helped.
He did.
You see what I'm saying? They got this one girl on there, curly hair, I think. I don't know what her name is or something, but Liz, something like that.
Liz Bell Caliz, something Caribbean, Dominican, or something.
I think she like
that.
Puerto Rican, something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like Costa Rican. Always trying to
drop knowledge, man. Watch out. You know what I'm saying? Then we got that one bald headed one, like goddamn.
Oh, the tattoo guy.
They like goddamn Freddie Gibbs and Whiteface. I don't know.
It's nuts.
I don't know what her name is. And then they always talking about some damn redacted. Man, who the fuck is redacted? Hold on. Hey, I'm gonna get back with you. Right, I gotta.
You gotta. Okay,
it's my girl.
That's fine.
My girl.
Okay.
Calling.
Yeah. Handle it. I'll be right here.
All right, folks. What's happening, baby?
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's good? You know, I'm in this motherfucker thinking about you. You know, missing you and shit. What's going on in the outside world?
There's some crazy shit happening out here.
What's going on?
There was
baby?
Like this dude who like they boomed him.
Oh, you got to film in.
In public. I don't know.
Yeah, they got his ass in public. I heard about that. You see that? Oh, yeah, they just slimed out old buddy out in Utah. They trying to say, well,
yeah,
why I fell?
Yeah, it was one of them states.
They trying to pin it on Thug. How the fuck I'm going to put the hit out? I'm on 23-hour lockdown in this motherfucker. I mean, I ain't like him. He ain't show slime no love. Mm-hmm. He ain't pulled up on my mama. Ain't sent me no money. Mm-hmm. Goddamn, Candace Owens sent money to Thug. Allie Jones sent goddamn crazy bankroll to Thug.
Wow.
Old buddy ain't say no bankroll to Thug. Slime ain't had nothing to do with that. YSL is not a criminal organization.
Why you be cheating on me with ugly bitches?
Because I'm fucked up in this motherfucker, babe. What is we talking about? 23-hour lockdown. What the fuck you expect me to do?
They keep talking about,
you know what I'm saying? I got drummer everywhere, all sides. They talking about it was YSL. They talking about the left. They talking about the left. The left was behind this. How the fuck I'm gonna do that when I'm right-handed?
A victory light. A victory light.
I
wish that Rady uses that voice for the rest of his
just
life.
Normal.
Like, yeah, like I don't want to ever hear Rady's regular voice again. I just want to hear his thug impression.
Just the Boulder Crest accent.
Yo, bruh. Oh my god.
Yo, man, watch out.
Man, watch out.
That's the ultimate. Like, yo, get the fuck.
Watch out, man.
Happy to be back, man.
You know what the fuck it is, baby? You see it? You see the lighting? You see the sexy atmosphere? We back in the trap, bitch. It's victory light. Yeah, I know you missed us because he said so. You know what I mean? The Crypto Newport Nike message, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was to open up your third eye so you could be ready to receive these blessings on this blessed day.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
That's right. And we're sorry. We're sorry that we kept y'all waiting for so long. What happened was Lizbelle's flight from Utah was delayed, and I've been fighting a Rico this entire time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know we're going through a lot.
You know, Meryl's just had to hold it down.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Speaking of old buddies,
it's been an eventful few days.
Holy shit.
Some things have happened.
The world waits until we're gone.
Right, yeah, for shit to happen.
Dog.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Always, and it's always very dramatic. It's never like a little thing.
Right. It's always like, no. Like, and it's always specific to us, too. Like, yeah. we gotta be there. It's we gotta talk about
it. It's like real drama. Straight up.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Real shit going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, it's real shit. It's real shit. And then I know it's real shit because people are like, yo, y'all got to do an emergency podcast. Like, niggas, like, we just got like,
yeah.
Yo, we got to, yo, hurry up. Everybody, yo, rally the troops. Fam, that's not how it works.
Yeah, it's not, you think I got to I don't know how these people think the show works, but they think that we all got a tropical fantasy bottle in the crib that we rub on, and then the ghost of Dean Memminger pops out, and he goes, live from the Bronx. It's Victory Life. Here.
They all think we live in a house together.
Yeah. They think we they think it's VLAMP, bro. Like, no, bro.
Which would low-key be fire for like a week until I realized Meryl was pissing in the sink.
Yeah. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Like
in our case, AMP was staying for an asshole Meryl project. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Asinine Meryl project.
Yeah. And you know what else is asinine? Man, all this fucking, all this backlash that a certain group of people are facing for not being involved in a certain...
Right, like how we get in trouble for not doing
for
anything.
For not doing
for not
nothing.
Feeling, for not being mad, for not being violent. What the fuck we do?
Yeah.
Just my, this is, I feel like this is the first time that minding your business has gotten people like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what the fuck you
not,
doing?
Why you not minding your business?
Yeah.
Why you not being mad nosy?
Yeah, it's
like,
so,
come on.
If you live under a rock and don't have internet service and somehow still have access to Victory Light, a certain political commentator was just boomed out in broad daylight in public at one of his argue with me sort of segments.
Yeah.
In a university in the Mormon capital of the world,
Utah.
And I guess Buddy ain't check in, man.
Hey, he ain't check in.
I guess he ain't check in with the Mormons. You know what I'm saying? But...
This shit always reminds me of the Schoolboy Q shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's y'all favorite thing to do is check in.
Yeah, check in with the Mormons.
Check in with a motherfucker that's going to rob you, stupid.
Check in with a motherfucker that's going to give you some magic underwear.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They waiting for their spaceship. Why do you want to go over there?
Like, you know what's crazy? Man. That shit, I don't know if you guys saw it, but that shit was graphic as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to me, seeing that shit was like, holy shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But again, yeah. I've seen a lot of things on my phone for the last 2 years that have done something to me where I cannot sleep.
Yeah.
So my awakening was like, wait, oh, so y'all motherfuckers are empathetic. Y'all do care.
Oh.
It's just with certain people.
Yeah.
Because the internet has provided us with so much like trauma porn, you know what I'm saying? Like people dying, people getting killed on camera. It's not normal at all. You're not supposed to see that unless you're Elder TikTok.
Man, watch out. I was on fucking rotten.com, bro. I don't know what.
yeah.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Nah, but we that not supposed to be seeing that. I was talking about my sister.
But remember when you go on rotten.com?
I remember LimeWire. LimeWire, you would try to download fucking Soulja Boy, and they would give you an R. Kelly video.
Straight up.
They would, like, you would see, I saw people get beheaded on LimeWire.
Crazy.
And I was what, 12, 11?
Yeah.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's crazy.
Certain shit is just like, yo, this is for the movies. But also, to your point, we would go on Ryan.com, but it was just like, oh shit, yo, we going on Ryan.com. Yo, we gonna see the
Tupac. It was scandalous,
the Tupac autopsy. Yo, that's crazy. They got a picture. Yo, shit. And you felt like you were doing something crazy and scandalous and like risky. Now motherfuckers just be like, yo, this guy got boomed. Yo, it's on every fucking
Bro, Say Cheese Media is posting that shit.
Oh, dog.
And they put
I'm not laughing because of the fucking Say Cheese Media.
Bro, Say Cheese Media posted that shit. They had motherfucker moked out, leaned over to the side with the Say Cheese logo.
Bruh.
Yo. Bruh. Oh my God.
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about media? I just made that up. And y'all believe me.
Shit.
And y'all believe me.
It's fucking asshole.
You see how
this is why you shouldn't trust men, bro. You shouldn't trust men. You shouldn't trust motherfuckers with mics in front of them, including me, and bald bitches. Those are the three. Yo. Don't believe us.
That's right, baby. Yo. Sunk it. Full court.
BBC for three.
You can't spell media.
Nah, but we are wild descent.
Without men. Me plus N.
Oh, yo. Brother.
Oh, think about that.
Brother.
See? He be knowing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the
just a group of stupid bitches.
Yeah. But to Liz's point, you can't trust men, bald people, anybody with microphones, or anybody hiding behind Jesus.
Yes.
Yep.
Yo, to me, the craziest part about a lot of this is the fact that people are dead ass hiding behind God in the Bible. And they're trying to weaponize it against us. Like, first of all, forgiveness is a personal thing.
Yeah.
You don't get to forgive the oppressor on behalf of the oppressed because you were not a part of that. Like, if you were not in that world, if you weren't a part of the people that he offended, what are you to say? Oh, that's it. Like, why do you care so much? Oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. But to me, what's crazy is the fact that people are trying to appeal on a higher moral ground because they're mourning somebody. When it's like, realistically, mourning and grieving is one of the most personal things in the fucking world.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And you motherfuckers are trying to make us mourn somebody who would laugh at our deaths.
Yeah.
Who would just add us into another statistic.
Like, literally, fam, we could go down to quotes. Like, there is a plethora of quotes that prove Liz's point to a fucking T.
Why don't you go ahead and just rattle some of them off? Just get some old buddies' rhetoric out there for people that may be unfamiliar.
And listen, this is a long list, so and we got a limited amount of time, so I'm not gonna go through the whole list, but I'm just gonna read you like the first five. This is on race. If I see a black pilot, I'm gonna be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. He said that on January 23rd, 2024. If you're a WNBA pot smoking black lesbian, do you get treated better than a United States Marine? He said that on December of 2022. Happening all the time in urban America. Prowling blacks go around for fun just to target white people. That's a fact. It's happening more and more. So there's a bunch of these. It's not just race, you know, it's gender, feminism, reproductive rights. By the way, when Taylor Swift announced her engagement to Travis Kelce, reject feminism. Submit to your husband, Taylor. You're not in charge. The richest fucking bitch in the world.
To him, she's still just a woman.
It's just, yo, you just a housewife.
Which is ironic because now they're trying to brand his wife into like his legacy. And it's like, bro, his legacy is that he wanted women to stay home.
Right. So
shouldn't you not be talking to us?
Yes. Yeah.
But all
she
right.
She needs to be quiet like you want her to be. On immigration, he has said, America was at its peak when we halted immigration for 40 years and we dropped our foreign-born percentage to its lowest level ever. We should be unafraid to do that. Get all the Mexicans out of here, but he didn't say that part.
He wanted to say that.
The American Democrat Party hates this country. They want to see it collapse. They love it when America becomes less white. He said that on March of 2024. So I feel like that. What he's saying is if America is more white, it's better.
Of course.
Than if it's less white. Okay, got it. Copy.
The craziest part of all of this is that you can say stuff like this, right? You can say things that are absolutely in fucking sane.
Oh.
And then just say, yo, but Jesus is king. Yeah. And people gonna be like, he's a believer.
He's
a truth teller.
Yeah.
Like, bro, remember I said we were dealing with a major fucking religious psychosis. I don't know how you can call, like, you can pray on Sunday and then on Monday you are fighting for a rapist rights. Like, to me, the logic don't be logicking. And I done got into a few arguments with a few people because the hypocrisy is insane. Like, you don't get to tell people how to mourn and who the fuck to mourn. And even now with him being murdered in cold blood like that by one of his own, y'all are still not listening to us tell y'all where the problem is and what it is. The FBI been told us, yo,
yeah.
The hardest and the worst demographic is homegrown Christian terrorism. White dudes in the United States who are born and raised in this country. They are the greatest threat to all of us. And you motherfuckers are still pointing the fingers at people of color. What are we doing?
What the fuck are we doing?
That's a great segue because this was Mero. The whole Zoom meeting was just like, what are we doing, bro?
Like, yo, is everybody good?
Are y'all okay? Look at me. What are we doing? How stupid has this society at large become where you could go around blowing a dog whistle for years and then something happens and everybody's like, oh my God, oh, everybody's wringing their hands. Oh, yeah, the family. I also quote tweeted somebody who had said, if Hitler was alive today, y'all would have been like, oh, but he had a family. And then everybody's like, oh, Meryl, you're crazy. That's crazy to say Hitler and Charlie Kirk to put them in the same sentence. No, you fucking stupid idiots. God. Yo, listen. I pray for you motherfuckers. And I don't even pray like that. I pray for you motherfuckers to pick up a fucking book. Bro, take the plastic off your GED book. Go to the library, bro. Read some fucking books, bro. Read about things like irony. Read about, you know what I'm saying? Just read, bro. Read. Educate
funny,
yourself.
Funny enough that you said that about Mustache Man and Charlie. Because realistically, the only person that Hitler ever physically harmed was himself. Yeah. And a lot of people like to use that theory, but so did Charlie. He didn't need to kill anybody. He right. used his words and he sowed seeds that eventually bloomed into killing millions of people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of examples of that. But also, like, you know who else didn't kill anybody? Charlie Manson. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't actually take anybody's life.
Right.
Like, we need to stop pretending like... Bro, you have just, to physically yeah. do...
Pull the trigger.
Pull the yeah. trigger. Fam, yeah.
We just started this whole shit with a Young Thug skit. Right. What was he jammed up for? A RICO case.
Yeah,
did a RICO Young Thug case. Boom anybody? No. Yeah,
and yeah, they've yeah, been yeah. treating him like the Antichrist for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So but I've been like, said it. The society, the people who are oppressed are still on their side. And that's why I said online, like, yeah, motherfuckers would put the conquistadors on your ofrenda.
Yeah.
If crazy. You, if your family was owned by slaves and somebody in your family revolted and killed that person... You would hold a funeral for them.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, fam, like, I'm short-circuiting.
Yeah.
Because I just don't... does not make any sense at all. So the whole thing was like... It wasn't exactly like y'all saying. It's not Charlie is Hitler. It is, yo, you are drumming up... A support
it's the for idea.
This belief yeah. and these ideas that eventually motherfuckers are going to act on, bro.
Yeah.
When Hitler was up there on meth being like, if you black, if you gay, if you Jewish, get him out of here. We need blonde hair, blue eyed people. That's what we need. And then is he doing any of that himself? No, but he's saying it to a crowd of people who are eating it the fuck up.
Yeah. And then
you know what I'm saying?
And then you become the face and the head of those efforts to oppress people, because we keep asking, like, why are privileged white people so obsessed with being oppressed? Why do they love cosplaying oppression? Why? I think there's an angle here that a lot of people are not talking about. And welcome to Rainey's private practice, where I give unsanctioned medical diagnoses using terms I made up and did not go to school for. So I've come up with this disorder called MIOD. M-I-O-O-D, media-informed obsessive opposition disorder. And it's a phenomenon where untargeted and privileged white people fabricate an enemy to make the focus of their otherwise directionless aggression. Mm-hmm. So, specifically informed by over a century of white male-centered revolution narratives, right? Perpetuated by the Hollywood industrial complex. So an example, the biggest example, because white guys love Star Wars, right? We love Star Wars, right? White dudes relate to Luke Skywalker because they see themselves in him. So they co-opt his story. They align themselves with the rebel cause and the galactic resistance, despite their politics, their way of life, their belief systems, more accurately reflecting the values of the Empire. And I think that the media angle, specifically the film angle, is one that is not approached or yeah. talked about enough. Anyway, that's been Rainey's private practice.
And he fucking
thank you guys.
Cooked with that one. Hey, let's be very clear. He absolutely cooked.
Absolutely. You motherfuckers think you are Obi-Wan Kenobi? You are the first stormtrooper getting clapped when they run out of the tunnel.
Yeah. That's yeah. it. That's all.
You're not in Star Wars. You're in Spaceballs.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where you at.
Yeah. yeah. It's like, if you've seen Starship Troopers and you think that it's wrong to side with the bugs, maybe you need to reinterrogate.
Read some books.
What Starship Troopers is
read some books.
Really about and read some books.
Listen, y'all know, like my good sister said, the enemy has been identified. All y'all people on the right, we're not your enemy, bro. We just trying to find our way in the world. The problem is that y'all have let this alt-right bullshit go unchecked for so fucking long that it is now spawned offshoots, bro. This yeah, is like the symbiote. This is Omicron.
It's like when the Patriots came out and then they came out with different, like,
yeah.
like
yeah.
first different it was DDP, avenues.
Yeah. Then it was Trini.
And it's like, yo, y'all don't think it's crazy that
we're all Dominican.
Hello.
I think like this is what happens when you let the real problem go unchecked for too long and you address some made up bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because while everybody had their sights set on trans people, black women, black trans women, you know what I'm saying? While everybody had their sights on these people.
On, by the way, on like 0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
problem has been festering in online spaces in particular for, I don't know, over a decade now.
Yep.
It got its start on 4chan. This Groiper shit that is an offshoot of Nick Fuentes' weird fucking alt-right fascist cult or whatever that is.
By the way, to add to our list of things that make you gay, apparently having sex with women makes you gay, according to them.
According to Groiper incel weirdos. I don't know. Listen, man, there's too many terms. Yeah, so many terms.
That's what it is. That fucked me up.
Like the fact that they are in-house gangs, it's like, wait, so some are mad that some aren't as racist as they would like them to be.
Which is the Groiper angle. The Groiper angle was these guys aren't racist enough.
Yep.
Like, enough talking. Like, let's get it going. But this is coming from people who don't leave their house or shower. And y'all are fighting a war of memes. But the but memes are now the currency.
That's it.
And that's where the black pill ideology comes in, right? Like, Groipers are one thing. They are the section of alt-right ideology that doesn't believe that talking is going to get us anywhere, despite them not really mobilizing. But then black pill weirdos, not to be confused with red or blue pill, is... You see what I'm saying? This sounds
crazy.
Sounds so fucking stupid.
We live in America, and this is what happens when you don't fucking not only that you don't read, but you never cure the sins that you created in this country.
Yeah.
And you keep covering and you keep doing shit. You keep making white people the victims, and you keep lying and you keep fucking hiding history.
Motherfuckers are mad at us for smoking weed out here on the corner. Meanwhile, in the garage, Johnny and his friends are building a fucking bomb.
Yeah.
Right.
And planning fucking Project 2025.
Yeah, and the black pill angle is that none of it is going to work. Is that the left, or in this case the blue pill side of it, thinking that the system is worth rebuilding, they're not right about it. And then the red pill side of it thinking that the system has been polished way too much for these people and they need to recenter and refocus so that it targets the things they want, which is a more homogenous society, white-centered policy, all that stuff. They don't believe that is worth doing either. The black pill ideology is just chaos for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Everything is a meme. Black pill ideology essentially treats life like a GTA lobby. Except there's no respawns.
Yep.
There's no none of that. And the carvings on the bullets on the shell casings, the bullets and the ammo and stuff speak to that ideology. They speak to that sort of like the memification and the sort of the not to get too comic booky, but like the anti-life equation, real dark side shit, real Justice League shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are on some like, none of this shit matters anyway, so I'm gonna make a funny. And funny to them, because they're not sensitized to view life as precious.
Yeah.
Funny to them is, what if I showed up at his rally and boom this motherfucker right in the middle of him talking about gun violence? So that's the black pill sort of ideology.
Steep shot.
And that shit is fucking dangerous. That is fucking dangerous. Yeah. That is probably...
That means they don't give a fuck about anybody.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's all memes, and memes are like the currency.
Yeah.
Like, memes are the currency because they went from just like a funny image with some text to now being like this social currency that dictates whether or not you are hip to that.
Yep.
Because it's the easiest way to tell if somebody is up on game.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like,
do you know what this means?
Yeah, and it's like,
no?
But there's no conversation. Like, that's sort of the sick, like that's kind of the sick, right. That's like the sick sort of distortion of it, is that the conversation is out the window. You either get it or you don't. You're either in the club or you're not. You know? And like, that shit is dangerous, because like, for a world that is essentially becoming a surveillance state across the board, it's scary as fuck when you have this sort of secret cabalic fucking language that just exists amongst this like crowd of people that are just dedicated to nothing but chaos and dissension.
The worst part about that is that even with that being present, they will still not pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Because they hate us so much that they're like, yeah, we'll take care of them later.
Yeah.
But y'all are the real problem. Yeah. We need to get y'all the fuck out of here.
It's like that meme of the guy falling. Once again, the meme. It's like that meme of the guy falling off the bike.
Yeah.
And then holding his leg and be like, God damn it, fucking black people.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, this fucking women did this somehow.
Just so the statement stands, I don't agree in murdering people for their political beliefs. So rest in peace to Fred Hampton.
Yeah. White people on TikTok love getting on there being like, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
That's it. You've crossed the line. Yeah. It's over. Yeah. And then when they're done recording, they go, and hit post. And all right.
Oh, you know what? And, Let me edit. Should I put music?
All right. And then they go,
mm-hmm. Bass fishing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, bro, stop talking like that, you know?
Stop.
Yeah,
there was this one white lady who was on there like really furious, but you couldn't tell because
she of all the Botox.
She got too much Botox. So she was just like, you motherfucker.
She was like, you goddamn animals. You have gone too far.
Dog.
She was fucking shaking.
Yeah.
I was dying laughing because there was a fucking meme account on Twitter that was like, something da, 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 has been assassinated. This means war. I was like, you're a fucking meme account.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
A victory light. A victory light.
It's those people that ain't never been active trying to get somewhere with this conversation. And then it's people that is not from the streets, never been to jail, never got so much as a summons, trying to talk about thug, like talking shit on the phone. I'm sorry.
Shit, I was one of them.
Yeah.
I've been in jail before.
No, I'm about to get natural. I'm about to go off on you.
I'm chatty patty, bro.
Yeah, nah, fuck that, bro. Everybody want to get on the internet talking bullshit like, wow, so he just up there talking about everybody. Motherfucker, yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to do.
I didn't even go hold you, bro. If you pull me and Iris Bell's phone records, I will shut the fuck up for the rest of my life.
Like, bro,
me and hubby talking some shit,
bro.
Yeah.
I'll get a parking ticket and want to commit war crimes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you think if I was on 23-hour lockdown, 23 hours a day, come I get one hour outside.
Come on, buddy.
How you think I'm supposed to feel? I ain't never been one to pillow talk about nothing, nobody.
Just now?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I like about this situation, that it revealed how fucking, like, how gossipy men are.
Bro,
like,
you called it.
I hate that we're the only ones who get that stereotype. Bro, the best gossip comes from a dude.
Oh, yeah. Because
they be dumb as fuck, too. So,
yeah. I agree, but I don't agree about Thug. Because, again, the man was facing life in prison on a RICO case on 23-hour lockdown, bro.
This is not the same as Joe Budden getting
on the couch being like, they shut the fuck up in 2024.
It's different.
Like, they had your bitch outside.
This is what I'm saying.
They had your bitch outside. It's crazy.
You don't just go to jail and become a chatty patty.
Yes, you do,
no,
Liz.
You don't.
Yes, you do.
That motherfucker been a chatty patty, and it accelerated when he went to jail because he didn't have no motherfucking time.
I'm going to tell you, y'all both right. So here's the thing. Jail will, being locked up will just accelerate whatever the fuck you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you like to just yap on the phone, you're gonna have to fight a lot because you're gonna have to fight the Puerto Ricans for the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why is that happening?
Because you in jail, bro. It's like,
why are you in jail?
Hold on. We gonna get into it because y'all gonna have to stop playing games with slime. All right? Y'all gonna have to stop playing on slime name like that. Listen, very quick crash course on this shit. Thug's house got raided. They found drugs and guns. The law dictates that whoever's house it was that they raided, by law, that belongs to that whoever's house it was is gonna get charged for that. So you are getting convicted on that. They tried to rope in the RICO about YSL being a criminal organization. That's what he was in jail for. Motherfucker not in jail for being a chatty patty. Okay.
Well, let me ask you, what the fuck that got to do with Glorilla?
Bro.
What the fuck the fact that he got the nerve to open up his mouth talking shit about how a girl looked when he looked like the last piece of salami left in the pan.
Leave me alone, bro. You know what it got to do with Glorilla? I love you so much. You know what it got to do with Glorilla? That she's free.
She's free.
Oh, okay.
That she is not in jail.
That I understand. Because look, when I'm in DR, I'm not a chismosa. When I'm out here, I don't gossip about people's personal lives. I don't fuck with that shit. Catch me in DR, bro.
Hello.
Gossip queen. That's why I understood what you said. I understood what he said.
You know what I mean? Everybody, like, anybody that see the sun is a op in my eyes, bro. Hello. Like, we are just, is everybody crazy? Am I crazy? Yeah. Like, the motherfuckers. Four walls, 23 hours. You know what that does to your fucking psyche, bro?
It fucks you up. So
I'm not gonna be in a good mood ever.
Ever. Yeah, no.
He sounded like he was in a good mood though. He was talking shit.
No, so listen, he's Young Thug's going to jail and me going to jail is two different jails.
Yeah. Right.
It's like you know how niggas be like, it's two Americas? Yeah. He's in there like Goodfellas, slicing the garlic real thin.
Yeah.
Getting bolognese. I'm in there sleeping on a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Using that shit as a pillow. But like, I don't want to say that he was a chatty patty in that sense of like, yo, I'm a gossip. But like, definitely was like, would probably not hesitate to be like, man, fuck that nigga.
Ugh.
In like mixed company. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's not a chatty patty. Talking about Drake, Future, Lil Baby, Gunna, a bunch of other little rappers.
By the way,
I don't know.
The reason that
I don't give a fuck what bald reaction
in
he's having.
Jail.
It don't matter.
He was doing it in jail.
But yo, okay.
So what happened with the podcast?
Counterpoint.
He had a podcast. He was still being a chatty patty.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
After
yes,
he was.
Out. After he was out, he was clearing up all the bullshit that was said about him.
No, that's not. It's the bullshit that he said.
That he said in jail.
Did he say it?
He said it.
Oh my God, bro.
So I'm not understanding. Maybe because I'm not a fucking jailbird. I don't understand. I understand the border, but I don't understand the denial.
As a jail adjacent.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Never did a real
bit. Bro went to jail ROTC.
Auxiliary jail.
I got locked up for doing graffiti.
Little 30 days.
And that was my horror story.
What?
I got locked up for doing graffiti.
Yo, hip hop.
It was a Sharpie, bitch. I was not as cool as you. I was not as cool as you.
She's like, you had the flare cap, bro. My shit was going crazy.
A bad cop just called me on a bad day. Bro. That's all it was.
Listen. Okay, I would agree that Thug is a chatty patty. If he had been moving like that before getting locked up for 23 hours a day.
So here's what we don't know. We don't know if he was doing that publicly.
I know. I know. Just because I know how motherfuckers be.
Yeah, I know how motherfuckers be. Yo, so maybe, he may or may not. So here's the one thing that I will say as a jail adjacent nigga. The one thing that you're supposed to do in jail is shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Talk about how many honey buns you got in your hut. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about how many honey soups you got. Talk about how many push-ups you accomplished that day. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah.
How many one-arm pull-ups did you do in the yard?
You know where the real question lies? Who the fuck pulled them phone calls, bro?
Yeah. So, a CO?
Who pulled that was trying to
the CO? No, the CO that he was the CO that he was fucking.
The CO that he Probably. Was fucking.
Yo, every single day it was two or three new drops.
That's what I'm saying.
Like yeah. that, I feel like that's very intentional.
Yeah. No, I've never been through nothing like that. So I just feel like people are way too comfortable speaking on very dire situations.
Yeah, nah.
Okay, imagine a motherfucker that I created. I mean, well, God created you, but I helped. But imagine a guy that you've built up from the ground up. You literally took him out the streets, him and Baby, and was like, you need to stop doing this. I'm gonna bankroll your whole career, and you need to be rapping for real. He spent every day with this motherfucker, bro, just for him to sign that paper like that would put Thug away for life. Bro, I'm not trusting nobody.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody under the sun.
Yeah.
Glorilla could get it. Fucking Stevie Wonder.
That motherfucker,
like, bro, I'd be up in that cell like, man, I think that motherfucker Stevie Wonder could see for real, man. You mean? Man, they got them.
Yo.
Jeff, come on.
Man, come on, man.
Stevie?
Malcolm X glasses was not prescription. Like, yeah. I'm talking greasy about everybody. You know what I mean? That motherfucker, man, think because he seen muscular feminine and he know about film and shit. Motherfucker talking about read. He always come in here with a different book. You are not finishing them books that damn fast.
All I'm saying is Stevie Wonder can't see you, but he can hear you.
Like, bro, can we get some grace in this motherfucker, bro? God damn.
Nah, so listen, what I will say is that jail is a very stressful place to live in. But listen, a rapper that is doing the right thing. Listen, agree to disagree, y'all. You know what I'm saying? My son and my daughter are fighting.
Fuck that.
My son and my daughter are fighting. She's my daughter, so I'm going to give her preferential treatment because I'm a chauvinistic Latino father. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat him like garbage because he's my competition. I view him as competition. This is like a lion's den. This is right. Not a human family.
It's crazy because that's how some moms view their daughters.
For real.
And then we're going to fight shirtless on Tremont and Crotona.
You already know. And you're going to be like,
just
fuck
by the
you.
Head. We need y'all. Like two bulls just
headbutting, just bald.
Yeah.
Like bloody knuckles.
Actually really, can I see that happen today?
What the? Right
before
the
bloody knuckles?
A little forehead kiss.
A forehead kiss? This is crazy. I lotion my shit, so it's like it might be sticky.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
Nah, that's good. You spread the moisture.
That'd be nasty if we touch heads and it was like.
And it goes.
Oh my God. Never mind.
We'll skip that.
What if we touch heads and it goes?
Yo, that's on the Patreon, y'all.
Yeah.
You guys aren't fucking with the bald head pre-sweat?
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know what it is?
Rainy and Merrill's bald sweat jar.
Yo, listen.
Y'all should make headbands.
Yo, that's a fact.
We got to make the thong headbands like Ron Artest.
Let me ask you something. Because this happens to me. Because this is bald. I can't. You can't relate.
It's a wig.
You have a beautiful. Word?
Yeah. Oh, word?
Okay, so as all three bald bitches, when you eat like hot wings, does your head sweat?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
We're gonna do different flavor head sweat for different flavor wings. So if you have like jalapeno, we're gonna scrape that off with a MetroCard, put it in a jar, sell it.
That's the sickest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yo, I literally was just gonna say that. That's the nasty shit I've heard all day.
Oh, man. Hey, you guys don't get meat sweats?
Yeah.
That shit tastes delicious.
My brother had that one time we went to a Brazilian steakhouse. You know how much meat you gotta be eating, bro?
Yeah, you meat sweats?
For your body to be like, oh, please.
Which, by the way, we're going to get into this later, but, like, I saw the story of fucking Andy, like, shadow boxing, and I'm just imagining that guy just slamming churrasco, bro, and getting meat sweats,
he's like,
fucking, he's like, y'all gonna
have to take me home, bro, I'm fucked up, y'all.
Yo, this fucking strip steak got me horny.
Yeah, she got me horny, bro. What the fuck?
Whose voice is that?
That's Diesel Amphibian, man.
Yeah, I sound like Andy if he was Puerto Rican and 50.
And 50? And in recovery?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
A victory light. A victory light.
Oh, listen, man, Young Thug is out here doing this thing. He might be wrong. He might be right. But, you know, another rapper that's doing everything right is our girl, Cardi B.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Cardi Belcalis. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to our cousin.
Had Uptown turned up crazy. She was on top of a car swinging a flag around.
Yeah, she had a random baby, bro. She had a random baby.
She's like holding a baby up.
Yeah.
She also hit the train. I don't know if y'all saw her, like selling fake candy, but it was CDs.
Yeah.
She also hit DoorDash. I saw her on a fucking DoorDash vehicle last night.
My favorite one was the incense table.
Yo,
that was big
125 energy.
I like that one. I like that one. The incense table with the FUBU sneakers on the gas station carpet. I love that shit. Yo, hey,
memories.
Quick, if you ain't never owned a White Tiger gas station queen sized comforter, bro,
come on, fam.
Don't talk to me about Thug's phone calls.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, so I really can't.
Don't talk like you ain't never owned. You ain't never owned the shit that only fluffy for one night.
Yo.
With the, it's a queen size comforter with the random African couple on it. Like yeah, the random Egyptian royalty just
yeah, like handing each other pots or some shit, like a jar of these. Yeah. Like yo, here, hold my queen.
Yeah,
yeah, and this all the filling goes to the bottom.
Yeah,
after you wash it one time.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it turns into a tortilla. Yo, listen, if you never bought a bed set from a bedroom set from Corner Furniture, don't speak on Thug. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't like how y'all subbing. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
Listen,
how about
nah.
That?
Nah, you know what? We got you right now. So motherfuckers who never been in jail can't speak on Thug.
It's not about being in jail. It's about being of a certain socioeconomic status. And I already know that you have got a lot of particle board furniture.
You know what I'm saying? You are qualified to speak about this.
You are.
Nah, nah. Liz Bell qualified because she done made crazy bankroll for Major World.
You know what I mean? First of all, that was the poorest I ever was, motherfucker. That was the poorest I've ever been.
But that what I, yo, look, we gonna get the Liz Bell calls.
I can't hoop.
No, the Liz Bell phone calls are gonna be crazy. They gonna be like, yo, Major World is not a criminal organization. I mean, they are, but what they got to do with me?
That was funny. You pulled my calls. I dead ass. I'm worse in person. Like, the shit I'm saying is worse.
Now, but Cardi.
Yo.
But no, in person, though, is, really is the formula, because this rollout has been incredible. And I think we need to get back to this.
Yes.
Like, we need to get back to outside. Trunk. And you know what? To bring it to our mans, I think that Zoran Mamdani, like, low-key, like, reignited that fire, I think.
Like, oh, yeah, like, yo, in the streets, I mean.
The boots on the ground approach. That,
door to door.
That shot Zoran up to first place in the polls is how you reach the people. I think that.
How do you reach the people without reaching?
You're right.
The
and I think
you could pay millions of dollars in, like, ad and, like, propaganda.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. You could lie.
Exactly.
Oh.
And I think that between the old buddy situation between the Groypers, the Black Pill Weirdos, Nick Fuentes, Alex Jones, Candace Owens, all these other people, that one weird blonde kid that looks like E.T., like all, like, I think people are generally just like divesting from the internet. And I think Cardi got people around her that are hip to this and can see that. So they're like, yo, why don't we treat the internet secondary and just get you outside and then make content out of that. And then, but like, it's internet Reaganomics. All right. Listen, so what we do is, wait, that's Nixon. All right. Well, but what we do is we get you outside. Mm-hmm. Right. And then everybody that see you outside is going to do what? This.
Yep.
They're going to do the work
for you. So you're going to get, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to get like.
And you meet more people. Like, once you meet somebody in real life, it's a whole different vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I could tell you when I met even Mero, like, anybody that you follow online and then you meet them in person and they're better than how you remember, you like locked in with them. Like, that's why I fuck with Bad Bunny the long way. Because when I met him, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker has the heart of gold. Like, I saw him.
Just
what? Yo, Hassan. Yo, that was a 500-foot walk-off home run. God damn it.
Wow.
I can't even be mad at it.
What a genius.
That was beautiful.
Wait, what's that guy? What's that guy? Mike Breen? Bang!
Bang! Hassan for three! Bang!
Fucking asshole.
A victory lead is up by four with 10 seconds remaining in the game.
No, but you were saying
oh,
he got a heart of gold.
Oh, fuck you, guy. Now you want to let me speak.
Now you want to let the female speak.
What do you mean?
Hold on. What do you mean by that?
I was just making a joke.
When you say female, why the F sound like
why,
that?
Why is it?
Yeah, sorry, man.
Yeah.
I was just mad. Hey!
Yeah. You know what? Hey, I don't want to hear female in 2024.
They had your bitch outside.
Yeah. I'm sorry. They had your bitch outside.
Yo, that's so sad. Fucking time.
Nah, real fast, before we moved on, because I wanted to say something about the Cardi situation. I fuck with Cardi the long way, obviously. Don't fucking play with me, Hassan. But also, just to boost
up.
Let me live. It's my birthday month, man. I can't do shit around here, motherfucker.
Month is crazy.
Yeah. What's the problem?
That is a woman-ass thing to say.
I don't give a fuck. And what?
Oh my god, bro. Can we let my good sis get
yo, gang, gang,
her
get
point
your,
off?
Get your shit off. Get your shit off. I'm behaving very, very toxically right now.
Okay. No, I fuck with the on the ground promotion. I feel like sometimes, even me, I get carried away with just finishing and creating a project and just leaving it there. And also there's a prideful part of like, yo, I already created the shit. Yeah. I don't want to have to sit here and promote it for 6 months, but that's what it has to be.
Yeah.
Like, it literally got to be boots on the ground.
Do the work.
You could see even Rainey putting in footwork behind Malona. Like, you got to be proud of the shit that you do, and you got to be out on the fucking ground. Like,
yes.
Really trying to push it, because just because you release something doesn't mean that the world knows that it exists.
That part. Yeah. And also, I love that she is not just like rushing shit. Yo, here's another single.
I mean, it's been like 6 years, right?
You've seen...
Oh, yeah, 7 years.
Right.
Yeah, seven years since her album, yeah.
You've seen what the results of like pumping a joint that you know is going.
And it gets exhausting. Like, it does get exhausting. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, I'll be in my house, but posting 4 times a day, every single day. Like, if the results weren't right in front of me, then I'd be like, all right, man, whatever. I guess the people just not fucking with it. Like, I have never treated my music the way I'm treating Malona. Like... it's really cool to see like someone of, because I'm fucking nobody, like, but Cardi, chart topping Grammy nominated, I think, or no, winner.
She's won.
She won, right? Yeah. So like, it's cool to see somebody of Cardi's stature, like, not be too cool or too proud, or like, oh, I'm too famous to be on the 6 train.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The like, best one she did, in my opinion, was like when she was like in the office, she was like, I got my new budget from Atlantic Records, and so far I have $50 to promote this album.
She was like, can you please buy it? Like, I got a leak in my room. She's hitting us with the, yo, like, I'm a single mom of 3, bro.
Bro, and it's crazy because it's like, yo, yes, you are rich, but like, the whole like, yo, I didn't forget where I came from.
Yeah.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from Highbridge, bro. Like, that's a Highbridge bitch right there, B.
And also, I love that she's came back home for this promo. Because, again, Cardi is a fucking mega star.
Yep.
She could be doing whatever the fuck she wanted in terms of promo. But she was like, yo, I'm hitting the trains. I'm hitting the bodegas. Yep. I'm hitting New York City. Yeah. I'm going to the Heights. I'm going where I'm loved.
Baby.
So,
I'm hitting the fucking block. I'm hitting the block to promote my product.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you,
which is like very New York. It's very, I don't say it's very New York. It's very hustle. It's very like, yo, exactly. I'm gonna do the work and I'm gonna see the results of my work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And somebody else that was hustling outside in the streets and selling their product was Bud Crawford's mom. Because I don't know if y'all seen Canelo Crawford. Bud whooped that motherfucker's ass. Boy, and a story came out behind that where his mom would take him around the neighborhood and challenge other kids, be like, yo, I bet you $10 you can't whoop my son's ass. And he never got his ass whooped. There's varying degrees of like, yo, what the fuck is this on the internet, opinion wise?
Bud Crawford is the closest we have to like the tragic anime anti-hero, like in real life. Like, Bud Crawford's story is so insanely anime-coded. Like, his, you know what it's like for your mom to be your biggest op, bro? That's some anime shit. He was like, you know, I just did it because I was waiting for a, I'm proud of you, son. You did it. I love you. But it never came.
Yeah, like
so
that.
So I had to just keep beating ass.
Like,
shit. Yo, that shit made me so sad. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that shit really did make me sad. But to know that, because at first I'm like, oh, maybe it was one of those moms that's like, nah, I'll pay you because I know you can't. I know you can't beat my son. I know my son is the best fighter. No, she was like, I need somebody to whoop his ass. Like, I don't fuck with this kid.
To humble this dude?
Yeah, like, you need to humble him. So,
crazy.
Like, yo, shout out to people.
I thought it was the first way. Like Marlo said, you wanted to be one way, but it's the other way. I thought it was one way, but it's the other way. So,
nah, shout out.
I still don't retract my statement, though.
I just want to give a quick shout out to all the people whose parents were their first haters. Because them motherfuckers have, yo, you gotta be made of, like, motherfuckers like that are made of steel by the time they're adults.
Oh, that's why I'm like, yo, with my 12-year-old, I'm like, yo, bro, you are gonna be a star.
Because I'd be dunking on you every 30 seconds.
Well, yeah. That's not what I meant, bitch.
No.
A parental hater and somebody who's just like.
Oh, I thought you meant like being. No, yo, do it again. Yeah, that shit was ass.
Yeah, we're trying to get away from the like Meryl's abusive.
abusive parenting tactics.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I think in real life.
Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah.
But had a professional bout.
A real life example of a real life slash media example, because I got to tie it back to once again, is the media guy. It's me. I'm a Rolodex of useless shit. but there's a movie by the name of I, Tonya, and it chronicles the life and professional career of Tonya Harding. She's an ice skater. And her mom in the film slash real life reminds me of Bud Crawford's mom, because there's that scene in the where she's like chain smoking cigarettes and she's like, I made you a champion knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes. I wish I'd had a mother like me instead of Nice. Nice gets you shit. I didn't like my mother either, so what? I gave you a gift.
Yo,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't seen I, Tonya, watch that shit.
Yo,
man.
That's what happens when your parents want to do a thing and they fail.
Yeah.
And they say, and they want you to do that thing, so that's they can be like, yeah.
That's why sometimes be like, oh, so I've heard people say, like, yo, I've put hands on my moms or my pops before. Mm. And to me, that's insane, because I could never.
Cardinal sin.
But when I see and hear shit like that, I'm like, oh. All
right, I get
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. I get
I understand.
It.
Yeah.
I get it. This bitch was wild.
It wasn't just your mom opened your door your room.
She was wilding.
Because I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've been around enough white kids to be like, yo, my mom came in my fucking room, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yo, you snuffed your mom, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sentence is like, nah, 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 nah.
Like,
I just shut down. Like, that shit is crazy to me, bro. But yeah,
I saw a video of Terrence, because I watched the fight. Just because I wanted to hang out with people.
I watched you watch the fight.
But,
yo, Iris got hands. Yo, by the way, if y'all ever thought that this was just like, oh, they from Brooklyn, yo, No. I saw Iris Bell throwing hands, bro, shadow boxing, bro. She will clap your shit, bro. Mm-hmm. She will have you looking crazy out here, bro. She will spin your eyeballs around. Don't do it.
That's what most of y'all need.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Most of y'all need an Iris Bell to make a man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bow. Just you know what hit mean? You one time.
Yeah,
Iris Bell, take a shot and do this. Say, what fucking grown ass man are you, bro? Yeah. You good? Like, bitch, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, no, I was saying that I saw Terrence Crawford. I saw a video of him training, because I was watching the fight and I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers got to be exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, fighting for so long. And you could see Canelo was really tired.
Gassed, yeah.
And Terrence was just like on some like high, like there was no point where you could see that he got physically like, oh my God, like I'm so fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
And then I saw a video of this motherfucker doing God knows how many steps down a huge ass mountain with, I'm assuming this is like one of his friends or his trainers, just like pumping positive words into him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. There goes the prep that most people miss.
Yeah.
Now, there goes the behind the scenes.
Terrence, I'm going to call his ass, man, fucking Terrence Saitama Crawford, bro. He the one punch man for real,
yo,
bro.
As a boxing aficionado and a fan, I think right now the best pound for pound, and people were like, yo, Canelo's going to whoop his ass, bro. You wild, and Canelo hits Matt hard. I was like, yo, y'all don't know Bud.
Bro, Bud hit him, and he looked at the camera like the office. Bro, Bud hit his ass. He said,
"That nigga saw he broke the fourth wall."
Yeah.
He's like,
he forgot what he was doing. Yeah. He was like, "Oh shit!" Wait.
Yo, bro, Canelo got hit and looked at his single. He got hit and looked dead at his single. Like, he looked like
Jim when he got in this mess.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo. Oh my God, bro. You know, who else, speaking of putting in work, bro? 50 Cent got the Balrog hairline, bro.
Yo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shout out to Pugilism, digital and real. Yo, that is the wildest. That is
the wildest character work I've ever seen.
Ever.
Like, that's probably more intense for me than him becoming really skinny for that movie nobody saw. Yeah, like I
never saw. Damn, it was. You never saw it, and I know exactly what he's talking about.
You know, it's all you see is just like him, mad skinny, like and with the fake locks.
I was just like, it was super weird. But now I like that there is a production that is big enough and has enough attention that he could go hard like that.
Yeah.
And like it means something. You know?
I'm just like waiting because I'm like, yo, movies like stupid. Like, I don't want to call Street Fighter movie stupid, but like the IP is very cartoony.
Yeah.
And very like, you know.
And like kind of racist a little bit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, bro, like, I don't want to call 50 Cent not a real actor, but like, give me like an Idris Elba in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm already imagining
it's
like.
It's 50 Cent, bro. It's 50. And to us, it's like it's 50,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
like,
I see you
doing this on stage.
And that's the thing. I'm like, yo, it's like if they made fucking like Lil' Kim Cammy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, and she just come in, she's fighting, she's just like.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
So like if Balrog, he don't talk in the fucking games. Nobody talks in the fucking games, but I don't expect him to be like, hey man. Hey, yeah. I'm motherfucking Balrog, nigga. I'm
nah, he's like,
man.
He's like, come on, man.
Motherfucking
hey, Bison.
Out, nigga.
Hey, Bison, man. Come on, man. You know, you already
come
know.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, shatter, Lou. You know what I mean? Going crazy.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's like, you know what it is? Like you say, like when you see somebody as like, yo, this is what they do, and then they do a different thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
Like, power is different because it's like it's just like a slight deviation. Like you're just acting the stuff that you used to rap about.
Yeah.
Being an anime boxer from Japan.
Yeah.
Like that's like, yo, fam, we're gonna find out if 50 got range.
That's what I was gonna say. That I'm excited to see it because this is gonna be like one of those moments that like give, you know, it's gonna be like, yo, are we gonna take him serious as an actor
or not?
Or is he, you know, just 50 Cent?
And I think It's you?
Oh wait. So Ice Cube said that movie was filmed in 2020 during the pandemic.
What? Okay. And they just sold it.
Yeah. I ain't trying to hit that shit. You should have called that one back.
Yeah, we gonna reshoot this whole shit.
Yeah.
We shot it with a PPP loan any motherfucking way. So all that money was free.
Listen, more silly shit, more video game movies. 50 Cent, Balrog, love to see it. Hairpiece, love to see it. Joe Budden
as Kratos.
Joe Budden auditioned for Kratos, but he didn't get it. And you know why? Because I got the role, motherfucker. Yeah. That's right, baby. Victory life, bitch. It's another one for the books, baby. We got goddamn the Kid Mero, the human durag flap. We got big. We in the
business. Nah, my dad out of this bitch from New York City, baby.
That's right.
We back in the studio. It's a little bit rusty. It's fine.
That's
right,
baby.
We got the rap guy, Yap God, Radio Body in the house.
Gold grill shining. You know what it is. Ball headed bitches in the building. Only
stream Malona right now on all DSPs and platforms.
That's right. Everywhere.
Mintran, the god, super producer in the motherfucking building. God damn it. He put the lights up with a torn ACL and a rolled ankle. God damn it. This motherfucker is a gamer, okay? He said, give me the turtle shot. I'm getting right back in, coach. And of course, the audio god, the one that makes it happen and makes it sound sexy. Because, you know, we do ASMR in our off time. Is Hassan insane? Yo, victory light, bitch. We'll see y'all next time.
Con Dios. Mwah.
A victory light. A victory light.